创世纪圣经的第一卷书，创世纪第十五章。
Genesis chapter 15
第一节，这事以后，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说：亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
Genesis 15 verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Do not fear, Abram, I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great.
亚伯兰说，主耶和华啊，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢。
Verse 2, And Abram said, O Lord God, what wilt thou give me, since I am childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?
亚伯兰又说，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
And Abram said, Since thou hast given no offspring to me, one born in my house is my heir.
耶和华又有话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
Verse 4, Then behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, This man will not be your heir.But one who shall come forth from your own body, he shall be your heir.
于是领他走到外边，说：你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说：你的后裔将要如此。
Verse 5, And he took him outside and said, Now look upon the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them.And he said to him, So shall your descendants be.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Verse 6, Then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness.
耶和华又对他说，我是耶和华，曾领你出了加利底的乌尔，为要将这地赐你为业。
And he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess it.
十二节，日头正落的时候，亚伯兰沉沉地睡了，忽然有惊人的大黑暗落在他身上。
Jumping to verse 12, Now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram.And behold, terror and great darkness fell upon him.
十七节，日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉，并烧着的火把，从那些肉块中经过。
Verse 17, And it came about when the sun had set that it was very dark, and behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a flaming torch which passed between these pieces.
好，我们圣经暂时就先念到这里。
This concludes our scripture reading for now.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
祝我们心里充满了欢喜和快乐。
Lord, our hearts are full of joy and delight.
因为你使我们黑夜变成白昼。
Because you turn for us from darkness into light.
是你这样的拯救了我们。
You have saved us accordingly.
把我们从那个黑暗的权势里拯救出来，把我们迁到爱子光明的国度的里面。
You've translated us from the dominion of darkness and moved us into the kingdom of your beloved Son.
今天将你自己荣耀的光照在我们的里面。
Today you enlighten us with your own glorious light.
让我们今天不再做黑暗之子。
So that today we're no longer sons of darkness.
我们今天不再是属幽暗的。
We do not belong to darkness.
我们乃是光明之子。
We are sons of light.
我们乃是白昼之子。
We are sons of day.
我们今天在基督里有何等荣耀的盼望。
In Christ, we have such a glorious hope.
主早晨我们把满心的感恩赞美都来归给你。
This morning, our hearts are full of gratitude and praises toward you.
今天你让我们在这条信心的路上天天来信靠你。
Today, you enable us to trust you every day on this way of faith.
让你自己的旨意行在我们生命当中，如同行在天上一样。
So that your own will is done in each one of us as it is done in heaven.
我们仰望你，借着圣灵将你的话向我们打开。
We look to the Spirit that He will open your word to us.
你的宝血遮盖我们。
Your precious blood covers us.
你的圣灵来掌管我们。
Your life controls us.
让你自己的同在覆庇在你教会的当中。
And may your presence cover your church.
我们谦卑地等候在主的面前。
We wait in all humility.
愿我们在这里越过人所有外面的讲论，让我们听见圣灵今天向我们说话的声音。
More and more enable us to pass over all the words of men and go directly into what the voice of the Holy Spirit is speaking to each one of us.
感谢主的恩典。
Thank you for the grace of the Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. 创世纪第十五章。是非常重要的一段的经文。
Genesis chapter 15 is a very important scripture.
因为这里特别提到因信称义这个真理。
Because here it illustrates the truth of justification by faith.
我们知道这件事实在是太重要，太基本了。
We know that this verse is indeed so important and so foundational.
而且这里我们看见在圣经里这是头一次提到因信称义这件事。
And here we also notice that this is the first time when the Bible talked about justification by faith.
但今天早晨我们在这里并不是重点讲到因信称义这个真理。
This morning our focus is not on the truth of justification by faith.
我们早晨只是简单的和弟兄姊妹交通一点信心最基本的认识和经历。
This morning we're going to share simply about the experience and the steps of faith.
虽然这些都是最最基本的。
Even though these are very, very, very basic.
也是弟兄姊妹我们都很熟悉的。
And this is something that all the brothers and sisters are so familiar with.
但是这却是我们整个属灵生命的根基。
However, this is the foundation of our entire faith and belief.
弟兄姊妹，根基是非常非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, foundation is very, very crucial.
根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么呢？
If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
根基若稳固，如果是建造在磐石的上面。
If the foundation is firm, it's built on the rock.
你发现这个见证它就非常的稳固。
Then you realize that the testimony is very, very firm and assured.
如果根基若是毁坏。
However, if the foundations are destroyed.
我们看见难处是非常非常严重的。
We notice that there will be much, much more difficulties that ensue.
比如说我们看见这个 一栋的房子，如果它的根基如果出了问题。
So we see a building here, if there's some problem with the foundation.
我不知道你们的房子根基有没有出过问题。
I don't know if your houses ever have foundation issues.
你说这个房子如果根基出问题啊，这个有的时候这门呢就打不开了。
You know that when sometimes when your houses have foundation issues, you can't even open the door.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现，很多时候在神的教会里，交通的门打不开了。
You notice that sometimes in churches, the door to the fellowship can't be opened.
丈夫和妻子之间交通的门打不开了。
The door to the fellowship between husband and wife cannot be opened.
这个交通的门的断绝有很多的原因。
There are many, many reasons that cause the door of the fellowship to be closed.
但是根基是一个非常非常重要的原因。
However, the main cause, a very important cause, is the foundation.
很多时候当这个根基出了问题。
A lot of times when the foundations have problems,
不仅这个门打不开,
not only can you not open the door,
有的门还关不上,
sometimes you can't even close the door up properly.
你想开的门打不开,
so the door you want to open can't be opened.
你想关上的门它关不上,
the doors you want to be closed cannot be closed.
所以你看今天在神的教会里有许许多多世俗的非常污秽的东西竟然能够进到神的教会的里面。
Therefore, you see that in churches today, there are these things that are seemingly true but false, and all these heresies that could even enter into the church.
神的教会好像门关不上一样。
It is like the door to the church cannot be closed.
弟兄姊妹，根基是非常非常重要的一件事。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, foundation is a very crucial thing.
虽然这在我们的经历里好像是我们很熟悉的。
Even though this seems to be very familiar in our experience,
但是却是关乎到神教会的见证，关乎到我们整个属灵生命的成长。
However, this single issue determines our testimony and the growth of our life.
所以当我们读这段经文的时候，
So as you read this scripture,
我不晓得这段经文它是在描述的是不是一段连续的一段的描述。
So I don't know whether this passage is a continuation of the previous chapter.
因为很多人说这个异象啊，都一定是在晚上的。
Because a lot of times people say that a vision, you know, in verse 1, visions ought to happen at night.
其实我们看见使徒保罗看见异象的时候是在晌午。
We know that Paul saw his vision in the middle of the day.
彼得是在中午要吃饭的时候看见了大布的异象。
So, Peter saw the vision of the great cloth, about the time when he was about to have lunch.
使徒约翰，主日，我估计是在早晨看见了拔摩海岛的异象。
So, the Apostle John, I suspect that he saw the vision in the Lord's day in the morning when he saw the vision of Patmos.
如果这段经文它是讲到在一天之内发生的事，
if this chapter details all the events that happens in one day,
所以你发现耶和华带亚伯兰出去看众星的时候，好像是在白天。
So you see that when the Lord led Abram out to look at all the stars, it was as if it was daytime.
在白天怎么看星星呢？
So how do you see stars in the daytime?
在我们中间谁白天去数算众星的？
Who among us would go to count stars in the middle of the day?
弟兄姊妹，我们看见神在这里好像在启示亚伯兰。
Here we see that the Lord, as if he's giving a revelation to Abram.
因为亚伯兰在他的眼中，他看不见他的后裔。
Because in God's eye, Abram could not.
亚伯兰的眼
中。In Abram's eyes, Abram could not see his descendants.
所以神就让他看见说，当你在白天去看星星的时候。
Therefore, God said, "Look, if you are trying to see the stars in the daytime,
你一个都看不见。
You cannot see a single star.
但是你心里知道，天上的星星是比海边的沙还要多。
However, you know in your heart that there are more stars in the sky than the sand and the shore.
在这个第五节
，verse five，
后面他说，你的后裔将要如此。
In the second half of verse 5, it says, So shall your descendants be.
这句话我们知道，那当然是指着这个亚伯兰的后裔，好像天上的星一样的无数。
Here, of course, we know that it's referring to how numberless the descendants of Abram would be.
但是这句话，我们看见说，好像它还有更深的意义。
However, this verse also has a deeper meaning.
就是说到
你在你的肉眼中看不见星星，但你内心深处知道星星是海边的沙一样无数。
Which is with the eyes of your flesh, you know that you cannot see the stars, but then in your heart, you know that the stars are as numberless as the sand in the shore.
你的后裔将要如此，什么意思呢？就是你现在眼睛一看一个后裔都看不见，但是在神面前，你当知道，你的后裔像天上的星星那样多。
So what does it mean to say, so shall your descendants be? Which is, you cannot see one single descendant with your eyes of flesh. However, you know that in the eyes of God, your descendants are as numberless as the stars.
所以这里面给我们看见信心绝不是凭眼见。
Therefore, here it illustrates that faith is not sight.
但是信心绝不是盲目。
However, faith is not blind either.
信心乃是里面的知道。
Faith is a knowing inside you.
弟兄姊妹，这个里面的知道是非常确定的。
So this knowing inside you is full of assurance.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见圣经告诉我们说，我们因信就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的。
The Bible tells us that by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，这个知道是与信俱来的。
This knowing comes by birth.
在哥林多后书第五章那里也特别的提到，我们原知道，我们地上的帐篷如果毁坏了，我们就必得着神所造这个天上的房屋。
In Corinthians chapter 5, we know that we know that if the dwelling places that we have in this earth has been destroyed, we will receive the heavenly dwellings that God has prepared for us.
弟兄姊妹，这个知道就是信心。
Brothers and sisters, this knowing is faith.
这个知道是非常确定的。
This knowing, this faith is full of assurance.
弟兄姊妹，在属灵的事情上，神非常看重我们里面的知道。
In the spiritual matters, God really put emphasis on our knowing within.
使徒保罗在他这个年老的时候，就着外面神教会的光景是非常非常的这个充满了难处。
So toward the end of the life of Apostle Paul, in terms of the physical condition of the church at the time, it was full of difficulties.
但他说他里面有个知道，我知道我所信的是谁。
However, the Apostle Paul says, I know whom I have believed.
也深信他必保守我们所交托他的，直到那日。
And I know that he will keep that for which I have entrusted to him to the end.
所以这个里面的这个知道，好像保罗在给我们解释，他说那是一个深深的相信。
Therefore, Paul is explaining to us that this knowing is a deep, deep knowing within.
凭眼见的那个不过是很浅的信心。
If your faith is only by sight, it is a very shallow faith.
那是一摇三晃的信心。
It is a very shaky faith.
那是不能讨神喜悦的信心。
This is a faith that will not please God.
信心是里面的知道。
Faith is a knowing from within.
弟兄姊妹，在今天这个世代里面，我们也是一样，看见神的教会有许许多多的软弱。
Today, likewise, we see that the Church of God has all kinds of weaknesses.
你是不是里面感觉到灰心失望呢？
Are you in despair? Are you disappointed within?
你的追求是不是冷淡退后了呢？
Do you, is your pursuing after the Lord a little shrinking back and are you a little cold?
是不是你觉得现在我就做个主日基督徒就可以了呢？
Are you saying that it's okay for you to just be a Christian, Sunday Christian?
弟兄姊妹，我们里边有个知道。
However, brothers and sisters, we have this knowing within.
教会是非常荣耀的。
The church has all of its glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的话语的保证。
This is promised by the word of God.
不是凭眼见
，not by sight，
但是绝不是盲目
，but it is not blind either。
它是一个里面非常确实的知道。
This is a knowing full of assurance within you.
弟兄姊妹，这个知道是我们的见证。
And this knowing is our testimony.
这个知道，弟兄姊妹，让我们能够在所有环境好像都改变的时候，让我们仍然能够紧紧地跟随主的带领。
When everything around you is changing, you can still, because of this knowing, you can follow closely to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面都有这个知道。
Brothers and sisters, we all have this knowing within.
我们要求主让我们常常回到里面这个知道。
We need to entreat the Lord to constantly bring us back to this knowing within.
我们知道我们的主必然裂天而降。
We know that our Lord will descend from heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天看到我们前面坐的高中生，弟兄姊妹，你对他们有多少的希望呢？
We see that our high schoolers are with us. How much hope do you have in them?
做父母的一定充满了希望。
You who are parents are full of hope, right?
但是你看到别人的孩子，你里面有人会流泪的。
But if you see other people's children, maybe you're weeping inside.
我们看见说，好像教会的见证能够继续的传承下去吗？
We're doubting if the testimony of the church can, the torch of the testimony can be passed on.
我们里面知道不知道神的见证会一代一代的传下去呢？
Do we know within that the testimony of God would be passed from generation to generation?
我们还愿不愿意付上祷告的代价呢？
Are we willing to pay the price of intercessory prayers?
申命记第一章三十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 39.
而且你们的妇人孩子就是你们所说必被掳掠的和今日不知善恶的儿女必进入那地，我要将那地赐给他们，他们必得为业。
Deuteronomy 1:39. Moreover, your little ones who you said would become a prey, and your sons who this day have no knowledge of good or evil shall enter there.And I will give it to them, and they shall possess it.
今天我们看见许多时候我们的孩子被网络抓住。
Today we see that a lot of times our children have been captured by the internet.
我们的孩子被这世代好像的那个风俗给抓住。
It is as if our children have been captured by the fashions of this world.
有的时候我们看见我们的孩子等到上完大学以后好像就不愿意回到神的教会的里面。
Sometimes when our children finish college, it is as if they're not willing to return to the church of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面有没有知道？
Do we have this knowing within?
我们真的凭眼见吗？
Are we walking by sight?
弟兄姊妹，我们里面这个知道不是盲目的。
Our knowing within is not blind.
主的话语这里说得非常的清楚。
The Lord's word is very clear.
就是你们说必被掳掠的。
The ones that you say will be captured as prey.
你们已经非常的确定他们是不会再爱主的了。
You know for sure they won't love the Lord anymore.
神要让他们带进丰富之地。
However, he will bring them into the land to possess.
神要把他们带进迦南美地。
The Lord will bring them into the beulah land of Canaan.
这是我们里面的知道。
This is a knowing that we have within.
弟兄姊妹，这个知道讨神的喜悦。
This knowing would please God.
我想这是头一方面，这里特别告诉我们的。
This is something that this passage particularly impresses us upon.
而且大卫还特别告诉我们说，其实啊，这个里面的知道比眼见还要确实。
In addition, David has told us that your knowing within is even better than what you can see by sight.
诗篇五十五篇。
Psalm 55.
二十一节
，verse 21，
他的口如奶油光滑，他的心却怀着征战，他的话比油柔和，其实是拔出来的刀。
Psalm 55:21. His speech was smoother than butter, but his heart was war. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords.
在人的眼中，在人外面听到的话比油还柔和。
The things you can hear with your audible ears is smoother than oil.
大卫里面非常清楚。
So David knows within.
大卫里面有一个非常确定的知道。
Because David has this very certain knowing within.
那不过是拔出来的刀。
It is just drawn swords.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天跟随主，不是凭眼见。
Today we follow the Lord, it is not by sight.
但是绝不是盲目。
However, we're not following him blindly either.
我们乃是有个里面的知道。
We have this knowing within.
这是我们讲到信心啊，最基本的一个认识，对信心的一个最基本的一个认识。
This is the most basic knowledge of faith.
那么我们再翻回到创世纪十五章。
So let's turn back to Genesis chapter 15.
刚才我们弟兄选的诗歌，大家唱的时候，我想他让我们回去每一节都唱。刚才我在那儿坐在底下，我也每节都已经唱过了。
So when our brother, who's our song leader, said that, you know, you can go back and sing the hymn, all four stanzas. When you go home, but I was sitting down there and I sang all four stanzas.
因为你知道信心呢、啊，在给人的感觉就是平安、喜乐、把握，是不是这样
？So because faith gives people the impression that it is peace and joy and assurance.
但是你发现在这一段经文里面，你发现亚伯兰有没有惧怕呢
？So in this chapter Genesis 15, is there fear in Abram?
那还这个。惊人的大黑暗，你觉得惊人的大黑暗和信心能放在一起吗
？In verse 12, it talks about terror and great darkness. Do you think these words can put it next to faith?
他沉沉的睡了。
Also in verse 12, Abram fell into a deep sleep.
今天这个年轻人感谢主，就没有一个睡觉的哈。
We thank the Lord that none of our young peoples are dozing off.
那么，如果有一个人他沉沉的睡了，你说这个人是大有信心的一个人，好像感觉不大对。
If someone a deep sleep has fallen upon someone in a meeting, you say that person has great faith. It doesn't sound right, right?
所以这里面给我们看见信心的第二个方面。
So you see, there's a second aspect of faith.
信心其实。不是靠好的感觉。
Because faith is not dependent on good vibe.
信心啊，它后面告诉我们说，乃是神恩典的工作。
Because here the passage tells us, faith is the work of the grace of God.
第七节，耶和华对他说：“我是耶和华，曾经领你出了加利利的乌尔。”
Because verse 7 says, "He, the Lord God, said to him." I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans.
我们读圣经的时候，曾经我们看见圣经说到亚伯拉罕的见证，他听到神荣耀的这样的一个呼召，他就离开了他的这个所在的地方，然后他就去一个地方是他自己所不知道的。
So when we think about the testimony of Abraham, we thought about, you know, the glory of God appeared to him and he called Abraham out to a place that he doesn't know and then he just obeyed and he went.
弟兄姊妹，但是在创世纪十五章里，这里主特别告诉我们说，其实是我们的主为他的信心创始成终。
However, in Genesis 15, it talks about how it is indeed the God, the Lord God, who is the author and perfecter of the faith of Abraham.
是神的恩典，他把信心做成在我们生命的当中。
It is by His grace that God formed faith in the heart of us.
也因着这个缘故。
And because of this reason,
有的时候神让我们在信心的经历里好像失去了感觉。
Therefore, sometimes God allowed us to be in situations where it seems to us that we have lost the sense of faith.
好像摸不着神同在了。
It is as if we couldn't touch the presence of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是在我们信心的经历里非常宝贵的经历。
This is actually a very precious lesson in
faith. 让我们把所有的我们里面的信心都放在主恩典的上面。
We need to cast all the faith in our heart in the grace of God.
我们有一个弟兄，他在主面前非常的追求。
We have this brother who is really, really pursuing after the Lord.
这个差不多聚会都头一个来，然后最后一个走。
He is always the first to show up and the last to leave the meetings.
有一段时间，虽然他这个祷告里面充满了神的这个灵啊，充满了力量。
For at a certain time, a period of time, even though his prayers is full of the Spirit and full of the strength of God.
但是他底下告诉我说，他里面感到这一段时间非常的空。
However, he shared with me privately that in that period of time, he felt very empty within.
他说已经有一段时间了，他怎么认罪，这好像神都不把那个同在赐给他。
He shared with me that for a period of time, no matter how he repented of his sins, the Lord would not bestow upon him God's presence.
他把自己又再一次重新的奉献给主。
Therefore, he consecrated himself again to the Lord.
向着主的命令更加的绝对。
And he was more absolute toward the commandments of God.
他说那个同在就是回不来。
However, the presence of the Lord would not return to him.
他讲着讲着眼泪都流出来了。
When he shared with me, he has tears in his eyes.
是不是神没有拣选我？
Is it that God has not chosen me?
感谢主，我们说那我只能祷告。你做传道人的本事就是祷告。
So thank the Lord. I'm gifted in prayers.
你说这个真的什么本事都没有，我们就说为你祷告。
So as a preacher, I can only say I can't do anything, but I will pray for you.
感谢主，我们的弟兄他开始数算主的恩典。
So we thank the Lord. Our brother started to number, count the blessings in his life.
耶和华显出右手之年代。
He remembered how the Lord God showed his right hand to our brother.
他里面知道神没有离开他。
So within him, he knew that God has not departed from him.
虽然神把那个非常好的感觉从他生命中挪去。
Even though God has removed this good vibe from him.
但是在他生命中让他进到与主更亲、更紧密、更完全的信靠的里面。
However, the Lord has led him to a place where there is a closer communion, a more closer walk, and total communion with Him.
所以信心实在是神的恩典。
Therefore, faith is truly the grace of God.
是神为我们的信心创始成终。
Because He is the perfect author and perfecter of faith.
所以信心不仅仅是里面的知道。
Therefore, faith is just only the knowing within.
不仅仅是里面的知道，而且是神恩典的工作。
In addition, it is the work of the grace of God.
那么，当我们在读这段经文的时候
，As we study the scripture,
我每一次读到创世纪十五章，我都有一个问题。
Every time I read Genesis 15, I have this question.
我们读圣经，我们知道荣耀的神应该是在创世纪十一章的时候就已经向亚伯兰显现了。
Because we know the God of glory already appeared to Abram in Genesis chapter 11.
因为在使徒行传第七章那里说亚伯兰还在我们的祖宗哈亚伯拉罕还住在加利底乌尔的时候荣耀的神就向他显现。
Because in the book of Acts, it talks about the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, when in the Ur of Chaldeans.
那么为什么到了这个十五章的时候，好像亚伯兰才知道因信称义这件事？
However, how come it has to wait till chapter 15 of Genesis that Abram finally understood justification by faith?
我想这里面可能有许多的原因。
I think there may be many reasons here.
但我想有一件事是非常重要的。
However, there's one thing that is key.
就是信心不是从道理而来，乃是从启示而来。
Because faith starts with a revelation, not teaching.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, this is indeed so precious.
弟兄们，信心的根基不是道理。
Because the foundation of faith is not teaching.
虽然道理要讲得非常的完备。
Because, of course, we have to teach the teaching very perfectly.
我们需要非常这个纯全的神的话语。
We need to have the perfect, complete word of God.
但是这一个人的得救哈，实在说来不是从道理讲清楚开始的。
However, if you think about salvation, it does not start with a very clear teaching by men.
乃是从启示开始。
Salvation starts with revelation.
今天我们的薄饼聚会就是来见证这件事。
Today our table meeting just basically testifies this fact.
是主开了我们的眼睛。
It is the Lord who opened our eyes.
是我们从黑暗中归向光明。
It is us who have turned from darkness into light.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
We turn from the dominion of Satan to God.
因信靠主，我们得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Therefore, we can have inheritance with all who have faith in Him.
弟兄姊妹，这是眼睛得开的事。
This is a matter of your eyes being opened.
弟兄姊妹，信心它不是从道理开始的。
Therefore, faith does not start with teaching.
弟兄姊妹，真理和道理需要讲得非常的准确，非常的完备。
Teaching and truth ought to be spoken of very, very completely and perfectly.
是非常重要的。
This is very key.
但是我们看见说，在信心这件事上，实在说来，主的话告诉我们是眼睛得开。
However, if we think about the matter of faith, the word of the Lord tells us that it is equivalent to our eyes being opened.
弟兄姊妹，你发现啊，这个见证，主的见证，不是跟着道理走。
You notice that the testimony of the Lord does not follow the Lord, the teaching of the Lord.
主的见证乃是启示的传递。
The testimony of the Lord is passed along when there is revelation.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这里聚集，我们知道，如果主延迟的话，我们里面真的就有一个盼望。
We know that as we gather here, if the Lord tarries, we only have one hope in us.
就是在这里的见证，因着神极大的怜悯，能够一代一代的传下去。
Because of the great mercy of the Lord, the testimony of God can be passed along from generation to generation.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, this is indeed so precious.
弟兄姊妹，如果只是知道这个真理或者道理。
If we only know the truth or some teaching.
我们在这个主日学里面，我们发现我们的孩子都非常的聪明。
In our Sunday school classes, we know that our children are all very, very smart.
他们到了一定年龄，你发现关乎福音的真理都非常非常清楚。
When they reach a certain age, they know the truth of the gospel very, very clearly.
他们还有祷告蒙垂听的经历。
They also have experienced their prayers being answered.
还也发现自己有说谎啊，有悖逆的罪。
They also realize that they have sins of lying and rebellion.
所以当你去受浸谈话的时候，我想基本上一定通过的。
So when you go for your interview to be baptized, surely you will pass.
弟兄姊妹，但是你会发现，有多少这样的我们自己的孩子，当他们大学真的毕业了，他们愿意和众弟兄姊妹一同来承担主的见证。
However, these children who are raised from among us, when they go to college and they finish college, how many of them are willing to come back to us so that we can have the testimony of the Lord together?
我记得九几年的时候，我有一天在这个当博会所外面，在那里做点事情的时候，遇见一对年轻人。
So I remember in the 1990s, I was doing some work outside the grounds in the Dumbo Fellowship Building, and I met a young couple.
他们说让我给他照个相。
They asked the couple asked me to take a picture of them.
他说这是我爷爷聚会的地方。
to the picture proves that this is where grandpa has fellowship.
你知道那个时候在当伯聚会的那里边的所有的这些的原来的弟兄姊妹平均可能都是好像七十岁以上。
Because at the time in the Dumbo Fellowship, the average age of the attendees was over 70 years old.
当时我照那个相的时候，其实我那个时候还没有孩子。
So when I was taking the picture for the couple, at the time I didn't have any children.
但我里面非常非常的，好像就不知道为什么对那个印象特别的深。
However, there's this big deep impression that was made on me.
我真的想说到了有一天我的孙子如果有孙子的话
And I'm thinking one day when I have grandchildren
他们也到当末那个地方让人给他照个相说这是我爷爷曾经在这里聚过的地方
If my grandchildren went to visit the Dumbo site and say take a picture this is where my grandpa used to fellowship
我那个时候我问他们我说你们在哪里
So I asked a young couple, where do you fellowship?
他们没有一个在聚会当中
None of them are still in the fellowship.
弟兄姊妹我们发现有许多的家长何等的巴望迫切的为自己的孩子受浸祷告
We know that some of the parents are earnestly praying for your children to be baptized.
我觉得我们应该迫切地为我们的孩子眼睛得开祷告。
I actually, on the other hand, feel that we need to pray earnestly for the eyes of our children to be opened.
受浸是重要的。
It is important to be baptized.
但如果要承接主的见证，眼睛必须得开。
However, if they were to receive the testimony that will be passed down to them, their eyes have to be opened.
因为只有眼睛得开才能走主的道路。
Because only when their eyes are open can they partake in the
heavenly way. 因为眼睛得开我们看见圣经告诉我们他们所走的路乃是那个义人的道路。
Because when their eyes are open, they realize they're partaking on the way, the path of the righteous.
义人的路好像黎明的光。越照越明直到日午
The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn which shines brighter and brighter until the full day
当眼睛得开
when once your eyes are open
弟兄姊妹当你进到聚会里面你发现你看见这里聚会的人你就不会说这个人长得很难看那个人说话谁也听不懂
So when your eyes are open, when you come into the assembly, you would not just mutter to yourself, I don't like this person, and I can't understand what he is saying.
你看世上的圣明又美又善。
Because you see that as for the saints on the earth, they are the majestic ones.
今天我们看见有许多在神的家中长大的孩子根本不喜欢神教会的聚会。
We see that a lot of children who are raised from the church, they do not like at all the meetings of the church.
巴不得离这个聚会好像越远越好。
They are dying to leave the meetings.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在这聚会的目的吗？
Is this the goal by which we gather?
这是我们的盼望吗
？Is this our hope?
这是主在我们身上的托付吗
Is this what God has entrusted to us?
弟兄姊妹我们知道信心是神恩典的工作
We know that faith is the work of the grace of God
但是我们必须付上祷告的代价
However, we have to pay the price of intercessory prayers
因为信心乃是眼睛得开
Because faith is equivalent to your eyes being open
见证的传承是启示到启示。
The passing on the torch of the testimony is from revelation to revelation.
这是我们今天早晨我想时间的缘故我们就至少提醒这几个方面我觉得太重要了。
So because of time constraint, I just want to give you a simple reminder.
信心不凭眼见。
Faith is not by sight.
绝不盲目。
It is not blind.
是里面非常确实的知道
You know with full assurance within
信心是神恩典的工作。
Faith is also the work of the grace of God.
不是靠外面好的感觉。
It is not based on a good vibe externally.
是我们的神为我们的信心创始成终。
It is God who is the author and perfecter of faith.
信心乃是眼睛得开。
Faith is the opening of our eyes.
求主在这些方面常常来提醒我们。
We ask the Lord to constantly remind us of, about these lessons.
这是神教会见证的根基。
This is the foundation of the testimony of
the church. 这是神教会见证能够往前去的前提。
This is the pretext by which the testimony of the church can move forward.
我们知道如果我们真的是里面的看见。
We know that if we truly can see within.
是里面的知道。
And we know within.
我们也接受神恩典的工作。
We also receive the work of the grace of God.
你会发现我们不仅能够知道因信称义的真理。
You know that not only would we know the truth of justification by faith.
我们更知道我们更是会有因信称义的经历。
Furthermore, we would have the experience of justification by faith.
我想早晨在这里我们想说就跟弟兄姊妹稍微提一点我们在初信的时候一些最基本的信心的经历。
So we want to share briefly of some basic experiences when you first believe.
我们好像在这边，就我所知，有很多弟兄姊妹都从初信组好像经过。
As far as I know, a lot of our brothers and sisters have gone through the believers group.
当你从初信组出来的时候，我不知道你的感觉如何，你是不是觉得你已经毕业了？
When you first left the beginners group, do you feel like you have graduated?
弟兄姊妹，在信心的这一个功课上，我们是永远不会毕业的。
In this lesson of faith, we will never graduate.
事实上，我们看见说，我们虽然离开了这个初信组，但是在初信的时候，这些宝贵的信心的经历伴随我们一生。
However, you know that even though you physically left this beginners group at church, however, you know that the lessons you learned will accompany you for your whole life.
在主里面有经验的，他们这个非常爱主的这些前面的弟兄们。
These brothers before us who really love the Lord and who are experienced in the Lord.
他们曾经告诉我们。
These brothers have shared with us in this manner.
他说在他们年老的时候所学的属灵功课
The lessons, the spiritual lessons they are learning in their old age
其实都是他们在刚信主的时候所学的功课
It's all the same lessons that they learn when they are new believers
不过这些在学习中更加的这个晋升更加的提升更多的扩展而已
It's just that the lessons are deeper and expanded and are wider.
弟兄姊妹，这些所谓初信的时候的信心的经历，对于神的教会，对于我们个人属灵生命的成长，实在是太重要了。
These lessons we learn in faith as a new believer are so critical to the testimony of the church and our own spiritual growth.
所以早晨我们就借着亚伯拉罕他在这个十五章以前他的一些的经历我们一起看一看在我们初信的时候哪些经历是那样的关键那样的重要影响到我们一生的属灵生活
Therefore let's study a few of the events that happened before Genesis 15 so that we can know what kind of experiences would affect us in our faith for the rest of our lives
所以当我们读圣经我想我盼望大家是不是读过创世纪假设你们都读过哈那么这个亚伯拉罕哈当神向他显现的时候那么你读这个创世纪十一章的时候你发现他其实是好像不像后面讲见证的时候那么刚强
I assume you've all read the book of Genesis at least once. And when you read Genesis chapter 11, it is as if his faith, Abraham's faith, was not as bright and firm as later on.
神，荣耀的神向他显现。
The God of glory appeared to him.
但是好像亚伯拉罕那个信心好像起不来。
However, the faith of Abraham could not be materialized.
你知道这个荣耀的显现是何等大的怜悯。
You know that this is great mercy for the God of glory to appear to him.
这么大的怜悯，你发现亚伯拉罕好像在那里没有动静，最后是他的父亲把他带出去的。
So you see that the God of glory appeared to him. It is such a great mercy. But Abraham did not move. It was actually his father who moved him.
你知道他的大哥哈兰死掉了。
You know that his older brother, Abraham's older brother Haran died.
他自己的妻子生不出孩子。
And Abraham's wife is barren.
你知道对于一个拜偶像塔拉来讲，这是太不吉利的事情。
So to Terah, the father, it is such an unlucky thing.
所以一定要离开这个不吉利的地方，他就带着亚伯兰就离开了乌尔。
So the father took Abraham and left this the unlucky place and go to another place.
信心头一个最基本的经历。
So the first basic experience of faith is.
神以他的怜悯和审判支撑我们一生的年代。
Which is his mercy and his just judgment wove the web of time for us.
这句话我想是我们在一首诗歌里的。
Yeah.
我觉得非常的好。
This is a very good phrase from a hymn.
从前我在唱这首诗歌的时候，我以为说神的怜悯和审判就是这件事是怜悯。这另外一件事是审判。
So before when I was singing this hymn, when I get to this verse, I compartmentalized. So this part is mercy of God. This part is judgment of God.
在经历里面，慢慢主让我看见说，其实同样一件事，又是神的怜悯，又是神的审判。
But gradually, by the mercy of God, I am able to see that in the same event, it is the mercy of God and it is also the judgment of God.
有些弟兄姊妹很好奇，我们好像是在。是从德国回来的。
Some of our brothers and sisters are curious as to the fact that we returned from Germany.
我想稍微讲一点点我们的一点点的这个经历。
I'll share a little bit of our experience in Germany.
那个时候我记得我们刚刚开始聚会的时候。
When we first started meeting.
这个我们一共弟兄们可能就是五个。
We only have about five brothers.
就是大家可以在一起祷告，有五个弟兄。
There are five brothers who can pray together.
那么有个弟兄呢，他是读博士的。那当然你知道，这个在这个美国或者在德国读博士，那基本上要被扒三层皮。
So there's one brother who is a PhD candidate in Germany. And as you know, if you're studying for a PhD, whether in the U.S. or in Germany, this is extremely difficult.
所以他有很多的。难处。
Therefore, he has lots of difficulties.
那其他四位都是有工作的。
The other four all have jobs.
而且都买了房子。
And the other four all have own houses.
都有孩子。
And they all have children.
还不止一个，两个，三个。
One child, two children, three children.
但是你知道吗？这个真的很奇妙的。刚开始聚会，有个弟兄他说他在家里跟孩子踢那个毽子，你知道，就是运动啊。
One brother shared that he is doing this Chinese exercise at home with their children.
Chinese, okay. 就是非常 light, 非常 light 的 exercise.
It's like you're kicking a feather a badminton ball.
Yeah, 那么才踢了两下，他那个这个踢毽子的这一根这个脚的最大的那根筋就从底下全然断掉。
He was just doing this little light kicking, and then this tendon that connects his the most important tendon of his feet are totally broken.
在德国呢，一般的来讲，你在大公司呢，谁也不会把你解雇的。
In Germany, if you join a big company, no one will be fired.
但如果你公司的人数少于一定的数目，雇主可以因着雇员的生病，可以立刻把他解雇。
However, if the total number of employees fall below a certain number, the German employer could fire someone because of illness right away.
他的老板知道他的大腿筋断了，立刻就把他解雇了。
And his boss knew that this big tendon was broken, and so he immediately fired him.
这还不算完呢。
This is not the end.
正好那个时候这个有这个病毒。
Oh, also at the time there's the pandemic.
他的家人跟他说，除非病毒清零，我们断不去聚会。
And his family members told him, unless the pandemic totally ceases, we are not going to the meetings.
不是 pandemic, 是那个病毒要成清零啊。
So the virus has to be totally annihilated.
他还有一点这个生物学的知识，那就等于永远不用再聚会
了。Our brother knows a little bit about biology, which means that if you have to annihilate every single virus, you will never go to the meeting.
他给我打电话说，传道人你有什么办法？
So the brother called me and said, Preacher, how can you help me?
我说传道人什么本事都没有。
So I told him, the preachers can't do anything.
我们祷告。
But we can pray.
另外一个弟兄 another brother.
Right.
他在这一个销售部门有一个项目稍微在型号上错了一点点。那一次的产品的所有的这些的损失全都让他来补，差不多有快20万欧元。
There's this other brother who was in sales, and there was some product defect, and so all the loss related to that product recall he has to bear himself, and it's about 200,000 euros.
第三个弟兄。
The third brother.
他在公司里已经非常努力地建立了一套公司需要的系统，系统刚刚建立好，公司就把他裁掉。
So this third brother, he spent a lot of diligence in developing this system for the company. And the minute the system is up and running, the company fired him.
这就叫过河拆桥啊。
This is quickly get rid of people that you don't need anymore.
第四个弟兄
The fourth brother.
他第二个孩子马上要生产了。
His second child is about to give birth.
他的公司倒闭了。
And his company went bankrupt.
弟兄姊妹刚刚开始聚会。
Brothers and sisters, we were just starting a meeting.
我们觉得我们还要不要聚会了。
And we're saying, do we need to meet? Continue meeting?
我们真的感觉是神的怜悯临到了我们的弟兄们。
We truly discovered that it was the mercy of God that descended upon our brothers.
因为教会不是人能建立起来的。
Because the church cannot be born by men.
教会是神的大能。
Because the church is the great power of God.
是神万般的全能，是神万般的智慧。
It is his manifold wisdom, it is manifold mighty power.
也是神的审判。
But it is also his judgment.
你说刚开始聚会的时候，我们弟兄姊妹他们这一个祷告非常热切。
When we first started meeting, our prayers were very fervent.
一共就十几个人，全都来祷告聚会的。
We only have about 10 plus people. We all showed up for prayer meeting.
那么而且要分好几个组，因为要祷告的要透的话呢，那这个如果人太多就真的要拖好久好久。
Just among the 10 plus people, we have to break into subgroups because if you want to thoroughly pray through an issue, it will take too long, so we have to break into groups.
分组没问题啊。
Breaking up into groups is not the issue.
难处是分组以后，我老想换一个组。
The problem is after I'm in my subgroup, I wanted to change to a different group.
我觉得这个人他根本他就没意向的。
Because I think that this person he does not have vision.
这个人来教会他根本就别的目的的。
But that other person he comes to church for ulterior motives.
虽然分组了，好像大家心里想说，我能不能换一个组？
Even though we break into subgroups, I'm thinking, can I switch to a different group?
等到神的恩典临到的时候。
However, when the grace of God bestowed upon us,
真的是怜悯和审判支撑我们一生的年代。
It is with mercy and with judgment my web of time he wove.
当弟兄们这样经过以后，你知道吗？ 分组以后没有一个人连想都没想过要换组。
After we've experienced all the brothers have experienced all these events, when we break into prayer subgroups, not one single person wants to switch groups.
神的怜悯。
Because it is the mercy of God.
我想时间缘故，我只提两个弟兄的故事。
I will because of time, I'll just mention two stories from two brothers.
那个大腿筋断的人。
The one who has the big tendon who is broken.
他说家里这样的反应，他觉得过了底线了。
So because of the family feedback,
他觉得过了底线了。
It's just beyond his bare minimum.
你知道，如果说以后再也不聚会，那这个家有什么意义？
Because you think about it, if they say they will never go back to meetings, what is the purpose of this family?
他里面被神的爱火所充满。
However, he has this love and fire of the Lord within him.
他怎么可能是他一个人去聚会，全家都在家里？
How could it be that he alone goes to the meeting, but the entire family lives behind?
我们祷告。
Therefore, we prayed.
我忘记是多长的时间，大概其可能不超过两个月。
So we prayed. I can't remember for how long, but maybe about 2 months.
有一天他给我打个电话。
One day he called me.
他说他的家人跟他说，全世界的人怕病毒，我也不怕。
Because I was afraid of the virus. Now I'm not afraid anymore.
180度转变。
It's a 180.
那一个这个公司倒闭的那个弟兄。
The brother whose family company went bankrupt.
我们真的觉得没路了。
We felt that there's no way out for him.
裁员那是百分之百的。
Because 100% of the people were laid off.
不是他的机会，他的机会是百分之百。
Oh, his chance of being laid off is 100%.
但是在这个宣布这一个裁员的日子，比他孩子这一个生下来晚了一个星期。
However, his child was born first, and then a week later was the announcement of the layoffs.
在德国有一个法律，就是说这个做丈夫的也可以请产假的。
In Germany, even fathers can have paternity leave.
而且可以有一年的产假。
In addition, you can have a paternity leave of up to a year.
而且呢，公司一分钱不付，全是政府付钱。
Oh, also the year-long paternity leave is not paid for by the company, it's paid for by the government.
所以公司一看他已经生了孩子，高兴得不得了。
So when the company realized that his second child was born, the company was thrilled.
因为他们不用他这个名额，他们可以用这个名额裁更多的人。
Because they don't need his slot for a layoff, they can use it to lay off more people.
我们弟兄是这样被留下来的。
Therefore, our brother was kept and preserved.
一年以后，等他回到公司。
One year later, when he returned to the company.
因为树倒猢狲散呢，人家说这个公司倒闭了，大家都跑掉了，公司现在职位反而空出来了一个。
Because of the bankruptcy, lots of people have left, and therefore there are actually vacancies.
等到他回到那个岗位，很多人知道公司还有戏啊，又回去的时候再也没有职位了。
So when people realize that he could return, and other people say, oh, maybe I can return too, but there's no other empty vacancies.
神的审判和怜悯支撑我们一生的年龄。
It's with mercy and with judgment, my web of time he wove.
弟兄们都知道教会的建立不是我们定义我们奔跑。
You know that the establishment of the church does not depend on our running and our determination.
神的教会的建立乃是在乎那位发怜悯的神。
The building of the church is solely dependent upon the God of mercy.
他以怜悯和审判支撑我们一生的年代。
With mercy and with judgment, my web of time he wove.
那么后面的话呢，我们看见，当然这个时间的缘故，我到十二点啊，哦，快一点。那么第二方面非常宝贵的出现的经历。
And the second very precious experience as a new believer is
就是一定要有往事的了结。
You have to let bygones be bygones.
有很多世俗的东西。
There are lots of these worldly things.
有很多这个传统宗教的观念。
There are a lot of tradition and religious thoughts.
必须有往事的了结。
You have to let the bygones be bygones.
否则神的儿女不能够跟随主的带领。
Otherwise, the children of God cannot follow the leading of God.
神的教会没有办法被建立。
And the church of God cannot be established.
在那边我们开始聚的时候我们发现比如说有婚礼。
As we started meeting, for instance, there was a wedding.
这个虽然这个我们这个只有这么可能三四年的时间，那却有这个六七个婚礼。
Even though in the short 3 to 4 years time frame, we had 6 to 7 weddings.
我开始慢慢发现说，有婚礼是何等喜乐的事，是吧
？It's a joyful thing to have weddings, right?
但我发现弟兄姊妹都非常被动。
However, I know that all the brothers and sisters are very not proactive.
我们祷告，我们里面感觉。好像这件事需要有往事的了解。
So therefore, the sense from our praying is that we have to let the bygones be bygones.
我们一起交通。
So we share together.
我们说，薄饼聚会谁是中心？
Who is faithful in table meetings?
是不是饼杯？
It's the table, bread and cup.
非常重要的。
It's very important.
弟兄姊妹，薄饼聚会里。主是中心。
In a table meeting, the Lord is the focus.
讲道聚会谁是中心
？In a ministry time, who is the focus?
讲道聚会谁是中心
？Who is the focus in ministry time?
讲员不是中心的。
The focus is not on the speaker.
主是中心的。
The Lord is the focus.
我们跟弟兄姊妹说，请问。结婚聚会谁是中心
？So I ask the brothers and sisters in the wedding, who is the focus?
有人说当然是新娘喽。
Of course, it's the bride.
有人说不行，这个弟兄要做头啊，是新郎是中心的。
Some people would say, no, 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 it's the groom because he's the head of the house.
有人说他们俩已经合为一体了，他们俩是中心。
Some say they are one, so the two of them are the focus.
我们交通道说主是结婚聚会的中心。
Therefore, we share with them that in a wedding, the Lord is the focus.
因为大家有一个非常重的从前的观念。
Because we have this very deep-rooted thought from before.
谁结婚谁努力嘛。
Whoever gets married, she will have to put in all the diligence.
他结婚我努力，那到底谁结婚呢
？If you're getting married and I have to do all the work, who's getting married?
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神，神让我们有许多在观念上的往事了结。
Therefore, we thank the Lord that a lot of the bygones are bygones.
我们进去以后，我们发现弟兄姊妹就那么几个人，这里有很多的小的群呢、
啊。Even though we have very few in numbers, we have a lot of cliques.
有的时候发这个群呢、啊，发错了。
Sometimes you send the text to the wrong group.
你知道难处非常大呀。
That is very, very difficult indeed.
我们跟弟兄姊妹交通说，我们在教会里面不能够有朋友。
We share with the brothers and sisters that we cannot have friends at church.
只有一位朋友远超过弟兄。
We have this friend who is better than a brother.
在神的教会里只有。一位朋友
In the church of God, there's only one friend.
只有基督是朋友
Only Christ is our friend.
我们都是弟兄
We're all brothers.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看见在神的家中有小圈的时候
When we see that there are cliques in the house of God,
你发现在圈里面的人，因着他是我圈里的，我一定站边的
You know that people will start to take sides because there are different cliques if you're in the clique.
如果牵扯到教会的道路和真理的问题，我可以牺牲主的见证而站在圈里面。
Even if it matters with the truth and foundation of the church, because of the clique, I would still sacrifice what I think and be with the clique.
圈外面都很羡慕，对不对？
People outside of the clique really long to be in the clique.
你怎么把我搭在圈里，加我一个？
Can you add me to your group?
你知道这是何等败坏的见证？
This is terrible testimony.
仇敌用这件事可以说是非常非常厉害的，叫神的儿女的见证落在瘫痪的里面。
This is how the enemy paralyzed the testimony of the children of God.
我们有一位朋友比弟兄更亲密。
We only have one friend who is better than any brother.
我们的主是我们的朋友。
Our Lord is our friend.
弟兄姊妹，往事必须了结。
Let bygones be bygones.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得太宝贵了。
I think this is so precious.
你说在那边服侍的时候，你说有太多从前我们在这边服侍的经历。
When I was serving in Germany, there are lots of past experiences from when I was serving here.
我们这个从前来的学生，我们一定带他们去买菜的。
If there were students coming to town, I would surely take them to the grocery stores.
现在的学生都点菜的。
All these students now, they just order on the web.
你根本不需要给他买菜。
You don't need to accompany them to the grocery store.
而且他来到我们中间，看你们的菜不大好，他还替你点两个。
In addition, when they see the luffies doesn't to their liking, then they order more on the web.
他到我们中间来，这些年轻的小朋友非常可爱。他头一句话是说：“我能不能找个地方睡一觉？”
When these dear little friends come to our midst, their first question is, "Can I find a place to sleep?"
不仅这个聚会的时候睡，聚完会他还要接着睡。
Not only do they sleep in the meetings, after the meeting they continue to sleep.
他就盼望在这里能找到一个睡觉的地方。
They're only looking for a place to sleep in our meetings.
开始的时候我说我们在干什么？
So initially,
我们也不是开 hotel 的。
Initially he said, what am I? I'm not in the business of having a hotel.
我就是主在这些事情让我们能有往事的了解。
Through these things, the Lord let the bygones be bygones for us.
我们学习跟随主的带领。
We learn to follow the leading of the Lord.
第三件事。
Third.
其实分别乃是见证的力量。
The discernment is the power of the testimony.
亚伯拉罕一定要有很多往事的了结的。
Abraham has to let bygones be bygones.
亚伯拉罕不像罗德住在索多玛。
Abraham, unlike Lot, did not live in Sodom.
这个罗德在索多玛交了很多朋友。
Because Lot in Sodom was very popular.
他表现他自己非常的宽大，他什么都可以，什么都可以，神都爱你们。
So he accepted everything. God loves you all.
亚伯拉罕就住在希伯伦。
Abraham lived in Hebron.
他活在神的交通里。
He dwelled in the fellowship with the Lord.
请问出了事，这些索多玛的人找谁？
So when there are things at a critical moment, who do these Sodomites go to?
他们去找亚伯拉罕的，他不找罗德。
They turn to Abraham, not Lot.
亚伯拉罕在索多玛王的面前做见证说，我绝不拿你一根线，一根鞋带。
So Abraham bore this testimony before the king of Sodom. You cannot give me anything. I will not take one sandal thorn or one shred from you to make me rich.
索多玛王觉得你这亚伯拉罕也太不知抬举了吧。
So the king of Sodom says, you are just not knowing your place.
亚伯拉罕过分别为圣的生活。
However, Abraham led the life of discernment.
亚伯拉罕胆敢在索多玛王面前不识抬举。
So he is willing to not take the favor from the king of Sodom.
我们聚会中有个年轻人，他有实习的机会，但是等到这个实习给他的时候，你这个祷告聚会的时间和查经聚会的时间都让他上班。
So there's a young one from our fellowship who has the opportunity to do a practical training. However, it collides with the timing of the prayer meeting time and Bible study time.
他就跟他们说，如果是这样，我就辞掉。
So he told them that if the practical training is appointed for these time slots, I don't want the practical training.
单位给他写说，我们这个单位在德国，在整个欧洲是 top.
So his company told him, we are number one in Germany in this subspecialty.
你能够到我们这来，是我们抬举你的。
We invited you to this practical training because we highly esteem you.
年轻人跟我们说，我愿意不是抬举。
So our young one shared with us that I'd rather not be highly exalted or esteemed.
他敢在索多玛王面前不是抬举。
So he is willing to not be exalted before the king of Sodom.
因为他要参加祷告聚会。
Because he wanted to attend prayer meetings.
他要参加查经的聚会。
He wanted to attend Bible studies.
当他不是抬举的时候。
When he is not taking favors from the world.
就在那一天的下午，你就在德国找一个职位，至少提早两三个月。
So, in Germany, if you have to get a permanent job, you have to...
不是 permanent, 就一个实习的职位。
A practical training. You have to take 2 to 3 months.But that afternoon,
有一个人就给他一个信息说，我们需要人。
But someone sent a message to him that we need people.
他发现哈，原来他不是抬举的那个单位，不过是第六名。
Then he realized the first one he turned down was only listed as number 6 in this subspecialty.
这个人找到他头上的是第一名。
The person who voluntarily come to give him this practical, second practical training is listed as number one.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是过分别为圣的生活？
Are we living a consecrated life?
我们要不要磨成这世界的样子？
Are we going to be molded by the likeness of the world?
我们是不是有胆量向这个世界的王说 no?
Do we have the boldness to say no to the king of this world?
我愿意在索多玛王面前就是不吃抬举。
I want to not receive any favors from the king of Sodom.
我愿意在神的家中忠心的侍奉。
Rather, I want to be faithfully serving in the house of God.
我们时间到了，但是弟兄姊妹，我是说这些最最基本的初信的经历。
Our time is up. So, but these are very, very basic experience of faith.
但是成为我们能够继续跟随主，让神的教会能够见证、能够传承的非常关键的一步。
But this is a crucial step by which the testimony of the Lord can be passed on to the next generation.
愿主把这些话真的能够说在我们里面。
May the Lord speak these words into our hearts.
虽然很简单
，They are simple words.
但是。是我们生命的见证。
However, this is the testimony of our life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，实在是你用恩典和怜悯这样支撑我们一生的年代。
It is truly with mercy and with judgment, my web of time, you wove.
你拯救我们，你在这个以圣召召了我们，实在不是照着我们的行为，乃是照着你自己的旨意和恩典。
You redeemed us, you called us, really not because of our own works, but because of your own mercy.
我们真愿你在你自己的家中得着你自己见证的器皿。
May you gain vessels of testimony in your own house.
特别在年轻人中间，你得着一批可以承接你见证的器皿。
Especially among the young ones, that there will be those who can receive the torch of the testimony passed on to them.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
谢谢主，谢谢。